accepting on behalf of George Soros is Alex Soros.
I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do.
Do you believe in God?
No.
But you know what? I know it pains you, but thank God Donald J. Trump is going to reverse it all. And by the way, please stay with these policies, because 80% of Americans don't want them, never did, but you guys are too dense to understand. This country is founded on Christian values. Thank you.
How'd you like that intro? Just pulled something together, saw that Soros doesn't believe in God, but our country's being taken back once again, back to our Creator. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to highlight the importance of President Trump's win and all that is coming for the enemy. We will also see how they used Biden and the medal ceremony to the, you know, evil ones, the ones given to those predators, to further expose them and prepare us for their demise. Many are still waking up. And we need these reminders, especially for the newbies. Here we go. So, folks, I wanted to highlight first that intro that we put together. When you're going through this, you'll notice the stage is set. And it shows President Trump, and we're scrolling right through. We put this together a while back, but kind of added some things in there. And I wanted to get to this part here where it says Nazi-style inauguration. For those that might be confused or new to this channel, that doesn't mean this inauguration in particular is going to be Nazi-style. It just shows that, you know, when Biden walked into the office, his was done in a Nazi style, and it was a reminder for us back then during that inauguration, the setup for this four-year exposure that's been happening to the enemy, and it has been waking up the masses. Think about it. President Trump said there is a pause, a time to reflect and see that, you know, probably was good that these Dems took over, because we were able to see what they've been up to all these years, and the exposure has been phenomenal. And that's why I added a portion of this particular part of this man coming out on fire, right, to let folks know, hey, we've had enough of you. And I wanted to show you, though, because I don't think ever in our days or our history did we pay attention or attend these things. You know, they have these little town hall meetings or school meetings, and you might probably have 10 people, 15 people show up. But, man, a lot of people show up to these nowadays. That's why we call it the Great Awakening. And that's why I love this as a reminder.
It's Mike Foti, and I'm from Buckingham Township. And I honestly don't know what country I'm living in anymore. You made this statement. Of course, you've heard it so many times tonight. People violate the laws anytime they want. And you said it so cavalierly, so arrogantly. Of course, Mr. Harvey voted with you. Can you look at me, please? You disrespected the other voters. Thank you. A little respect. You know, I agree. You don't get punished anymore. That's where the country is, because of the losing liberal left policies. One state, steal less than $900. It's okay. I go to Home Depot the other day to buy a tool. It's locked up. I asked the guy why. Oh, they come in shopping carts. They load it up, and we can't stop them. We're not allowed to do anything. They're the garbage policies you people endorse. Okay? Oh, but you know what? If you're a conservative Christian grandmother and pray outside an abortion clinic, you get 10 years under the FACE Act.
That's a fact.
Yeah. That's really fair, isn't it? So let me tell you something. Thank God on January 20th, there's a new sheriff in town.
Amen.
I know this pains you losing liberals, but you're going to have to get some TDS training. It's called Trump Derangement Syndrome. Because there's not going to be any more DEI.
There's no more men and women sports. There's no more men and women's locker rooms. Can you imagine your junior high daughter self-conscious about her body and she has to change or take a shower next to a naked man? These are the sick policies you people endorse. So that's gone. There's not going to be any more rapists and murderers coming over the border. And I just got word that the killer rapist illegal immigrant just got sentenced for killing Lake and Riley. See, that's something you should cheer for, guys, not just look at me. No more illegal aliens on the voter rolls. That was a great one, wasn't it? You're fighting to put them back on. That's just great. But you know what? I know it pains you, but thank God Donald J. Trump is going to reverse it all. And by the way, please stay with these policies because 80% of Americans don't want them, never did, but you guys are too dense to understand. This country is founded on Christian values. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. I love this. And I tell you what, the things that he's mentioned there, I've noticed in the past few days as we're dropping off our sons at GCU here in Arizona. And it's been amazing to see as you enter into this campus, how clear it is, how you feel like you're in a very almost biblical type style place, the way we were welcomed and more. But right when you exit the campus, you're in just this just terrible things that you see, especially in the local shopping districts and more, of so much just, I think, what I would call things that we need to help America grow again. And when you look around, you just see a lot of folks that have been used and abused over the years by terrible policies, and it breaks your heart. But just amazing to watch them grow, and it's going to be phenomenal throughout the years for all of us, I believe. So being taught to avoid talking about politics and religion has led to a lack of understanding of politics and religion. What we should have been taught was how to have a civil conversation about a difficult topic. But they stole that from us. And they didn't want us to know how their record book would play out, their playbook, for all to see throughout America. And I'm going to show you this. If you wanted to destroy America, how would you do it? And folks, I'm going to show you clips of them handing out these medals of freedom to these sick, terrible people who destroyed children and destroyed our lives in a moment. But first, I just wanted to build this foundation for today, asking a phone how you would destroy for the AI to let us know.
If I wanted to destroy America, one, divide society, encourage division across political, racial, and ideological lines, amplifying conflicts that create distrust and weaken national unity. Two, weaken education, gradually lower standards and shift focus away from critical thinking, creating a population that's more easily influenced and less informed. Three, damage public health, promote widespread use of unhealthy foods, chemicals, and pharmaceuticals, leading to chronic illness and dependency. Four, break community bonds, undermine family and community structures by fostering isolation and individualism over collective support. Five, control the narrative. Limit free speech and censor alternative viewpoints, creating a culture where people fear speaking openly. This would erode resilience, leaving the nation open to influence and control.
Sound familiar?
Does sound familiar, right? But we're bringing it back. They wanted us under control. They wanted us to be individuals. We're not anymore. And we're starting to speak out. I'm telling you, I've been visiting a lot of family members throughout the United States and more as we've been preparing for this big moment in our family's life. And I tell you what, I speak up. And a lot of them will say, hey, you're giving me a brain overload here, a lot to take in. And we get it. But I'd rather overload the brain, give them plenty to think about, and walk away because you know what? I've had enough. And many of you have too. Democrats got a chance to run the country. They ran it into the ground with the worst president in modern history. Their open border failed. Their weak foreign policy failed. Their inflationary Bidenomics failed. Their censorship and lawfare failed. and change is coming on January 20th, and that's what we wanted. And again, I remind you, you grab your phone, you hit record, and you post on social media, and this is what you get from folks that are waking up.
You mean to tell me this man had two federal cases against him and a conviction? Still, people believe he's what's best for our economy and for immigration. One of the oldest candidates in our country's history went up against Joe Biden, destroyed him in a debate and a controversy about Joe Biden being unfit for office, to which he dropped out of the race, survived an assassination attempt, stood up and told the country to continue to fight for him, accepted the nomination for our Republican candidate 2 days later with the bandage on his ear, not afraid to praise God for saving his life, ultimately ended up going up against a candidate who claims to protect women's rights, who wasn't even elected, but simply placed, as expected, won a debate against her, survived a second assassination attempt, running out of breath, fought harder than ever before with the media reporting razor-thin margins in this election, swept her in the election with all-time highs of Latino votes, female votes, African-American votes, and young voters, Republican majority Senate, House, and the White House. And you want us to believe that MAGA is crumbling from the inside out over an H-1B visa conversation? See, this is what makes MAGA and conservative Republicans different from you liberal. There's no way that MAGA is crumbling from the inside out. This is what real parties do.
Amen. We get together, we share information, and we grow. And it's been phenomenal, right? We had this One Last Chance by Ben Garrison graphics. Thomas Massey saying, no, we do not want Johnson to be the speaker. But you know what? In the end, Johnson stepped in. You guys saw that. And graphics always does a great job showing us that President Trump is pulling Johnson from the swamp. And Jeffries is staring at him, wondering, man, if I could have only gotten in. Here we go. Yep, so Johnson got the 218, Republican, Speaker of the House. Jeffries got 215. And I tell you what, everyone was starting rumors, all kinds of things going on, thinking that Johnson wasn't going to get in, but I tell you, we weren't putting up with it. And man, there's a lot of wake-up to go, time to go with him. And we're going to show you a couple of things that he said in his speech, that pretty phenomenal, showing what's up ahead. And just to remind you, you know, a lot of folks are out there starting rumors. They're saying, oh, that the that in front of the White House, they're building gallows, right? Oh, no. All you have to do is you just look closely. And when you're looking at this picture on your screen, just want to show you this real quick when it comes to rumors, you know, Mike Johnson, is it going to make it or whatever? We have this one. It's a viewing stand, folks. When you look how they build this, they put it on both sides. It's a viewing stand because they're going to walk down, you know, walk down that street. Remember, like they did last time, down Pennsylvania Avenue. He sits there for the parade with this entourage just for all to see. Just a reminder, we stick together, we keep the rumors at bay, and we move forward. And that's a great time to kind of remind you of this. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements He gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California, said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God. and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit ltpetclub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's ltpetclub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today.
And as heirs to the American Revolution and the descendants of patriots who defy tyranny, in the coming months, we are going to pass legislation to roll back the totalitarian fourth branch of government known as the administrative state. We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people. And in coordination with President Trump and his administration, we are going to create a leaner, faster, and more efficient federal workforce. We need to do that. Our people do not deserve to be ruled by millions of bureaucrats they've never voted for, never met, and can never hold accountable. They deserve a government that is led by those they've elected to lead. That is how Article I is supposed to work. That was the idea of the Congress, and we will return to that principle. The American people have called on us to reject business as usual and throw out the status quo. We must and we will heed their call.
It's about time, right? We're going to shut down the federal bureaucracies. That's going to play out for all to see. And then Speaker Johnson also said he promised to defend all woke initiatives in the U.S. military.
Too long, the Washington establishment has sought to appease and accommodate our nation's adversaries. They've tried to replace our military warriors with social justice warriors. It does not work. And while we're still the most powerful fighting force in the history of the world, by God's grace, the same establishment has eroded the capacities of our Army and Navy and diminished the readiness of our Air Force. We have to put an end to this madness. My friends and my colleagues, I think we should all unite in this idea. It is time now to reinstate fear in our enemies, refocus our mission on lethality, and realign our commitment to peace through strength right now.
Amen. Amen. Of course, only half the House stands up for that one. They just can't stand that the military won't remain woke. It's sick. And just to show you something else here, the all members of the House have been sworn into office. Just
will
in
you
case
raise
you're
your
wondering.
Right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations, you are now members of the 119th Congress.
Oh, yeah. Playing this out, just wanted to show you this, that there are 158 Democrats who oppose the deportation of illegal immigrants for sex offenses. That's right. If you're an illegal, you come to the United States of America and you've done terrible things to children or people, they said, you know what? Democrats said, you can stay. We're not going to deport you. We know that you're evil. We know that you hurt our girls and our boys, but that's all right. We're going to let you stay. What evil. These people are stupid and they're evil. And if this doesn't help wake people up to the exposure of things that we've been playing out for a long time, then I don't know what will. And then we get to the ceremony with the medals. New York Post posted this headline, Biden to present Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and 17 others, not 16, not 18, 17 others, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. What is 17? The letter Q. How many times do I have to bring this up? But I'll remind you again that anytime the mainstream media talks about Q, they bring it up in a negative fashion. They get to keep their YouTube channel. If we bring it up as a positive thing to talk about and think about, they take it down, just like they did to us in 2020. Oh, yeah. So the Presidential Medal of Freedom was established in 1963 by President JFK. The award supersedes the Medal of Freedom that was established by President Harry S. Truman in 1945. The medal is the highest civilian award of the United States. It was created to recognize people who have made, quote, an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States or world peace or cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. However, the deep state presidents have made a mockery of the award, presenting the medal to dozens and dozens of undeserving recipients, may I say, evil, demonic recipients. Symbolism has led to their downfall. Do you know what they all have in common? Do you remember the medals that were presented by Obama to Biden, Clinton, Oprah, De Niro, DeGeneres, Hanks, and they've all been exposed by us and by the Intel Board for their crimes against children. Then Biden steps up and gives one to Hillary, Pelosi, all these others. Interesting, because this was given out, I believe, on the same date of January 4th when we were reminded what makes a movie good. Great actors. Who's playing the roles of Hillary? Because we know she's gone. Who's playing George? George Soros didn't bother showing up. And who's playing Obama? Alex Soros, of course, the son of George Soros. Not even sure who wanted to procreate with him. But anyway, I'm so grateful my father was honored for his lifetime of work devoted to freedom and human rights. Yeah. It was humbling to be with such an astounding group of honorees, especially pointed to this alongside Bono. Oh, yeah, you too. And Hillary Clinton, two of the people my father's the highest regard for and has worked closely with. Oh, George, thank you, Alex, for telling us those folks that worked closely with your dad to bring evil to this entire earth. That's why I have a hard time even listening to you two anymore. I used to listen to them all the time. I just can't do it. It's hard. These guys have opened and exposed themselves. And do I need to play this? Let's see. Let's see what they said about George Soros.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is awarded to George Soros. Born into a Jewish family in Hungary, George Soros escaped Nazi occupation to build a life of freedom for himself and countless others around the world. Educated in England, he settled in America as he became an investor and philanthropist, supporting key pillars of open societies: rights and justice, equity and equality, freedom now and in the future. His inspiring generosity reminds us all of our capacity and our obligation to stand up to the abuse of power and to be guardians of democracy and all people yearning to be free.
So the spotlight has been placed on all of them. Why would Magic Johnson get one? Why would Denzel Washington get one? Makes you wonder, but when you do your research, you start understanding even more so what these guys have been involved in.
The last 2 years, you've been blamed for financial collapse of Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and Russia.
All of the above.
Yeah, yeah. Are you that powerful?
No, I think there's a great misunderstanding.
The Prime Minister of Malaysia,
yes,
said that the region spent 40 years trying to build up its economy, and along comes a moron like Soros, right, with a lot of money, and it's all over. He called you a criminal.
It's easier for him to blame an outside force. I think that I've been blamed for everything. I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do.
Do you believe in God?
No.
Of course he doesn't. You know what's interesting? May 29th, 2020, we were told on the Intel Board, the one that I'm sure George Soros had his hand in and destroying to make sure that free speech was taken away and we didn't have the capability to let anybody know what the board said. Remember that? In October of 2020, remember they all got together, the politicians, and passed some type of bill saying that it was dangerous to our democracy. I wonder how much he paid everyone to vote for that one. Because he said, one of his quotes that was highlighted for all to see, "Destroying America will be the culmination of my life's work." What life's work there, George?
Most people know the name, but how much do they really know about George Soros? the man who spent $1.5 billion reshaping America to reflect his twisted woke ideology. Soros has bankrolled over 100 district attorneys and politicians, enforcing Marxist policies that are tearing this country apart. Millions have gone to support sanctuary cities, defunding police, eliminating cash bail, and reducing sentences for violent offenders. Soros's cronies block border security while he funds the illegal invasion of our nation, causing chaos and costing innocent lives. Praised by the left as a so-called philanthropist, Soros has used his fortune to dismantle the American way of life. His vision is not of freedom, but centralized control, leaving a legacy of division and chaos. Fortunately, the tide has turned. Forces like President Trump, the MAGA movement, and leaders like Elon Musk are fighting back. Together, they're restoring American greatness and dismantling the woke mind virus Soros tried to impose.
The Daily Meme team did a great job putting this together. Just a reminder of Soros and who he really is. Interesting, talking about evil and these medals handed out in George Soros, because President Trump, it looks like he dropped a word related to what we saw with the medals handed out. January 4th, President Trump said, "There has never been a president who was so evilly, E-V-I-L-L-Y, and illegally treated as I." Interesting, because that word evil, evilly, happens to be an adjective of evil. Interesting he would use that word, because that word was evil in the Merriam-Webster.com dictionary. We were told to look up evil in relation to George Soros on the cue board. Do you see why they didn't want us looking at the board, folks? Where is George Soros? Ukraine? Who else recently traveled to Ukraine? Panic is real. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. Interesting. Did it appear that all hands are on deck getting the medals to again get us to look into who they are as we get closer and closer to their demise? Oh, yeah. Earlier today, Trump posted that word evilly in a truth. It's a word not commonly used in modern English, but is a word linked with Q Post 3658. Definition of evil. Where's George Soros? President Trump continued. Corrupt Democrat judges and prosecutors have gone against a political opponent of a president, me, at levels of injustice never seen before. Corrupt judges are judges so blinded by their hatred of me and my political ideology to make America great again are making a mockery of the United States judicial system, and the world is watching in disgust. The world is watching. Deranged Jack Smith, the evil and sinister prosecutor appointed by crooked Joe Biden to take me down, was found to be illegally appointed by a corrupt DOJ and FBI, and all of his many charges against me were dropped or dismissed. His illegal raid of my home, Mar-a-Lago, will go down as one of the dirtiest tricks ever perpetrated by one candidate, as dumb as a rock, sleepy Joe Biden on another. With all of this said, I still have confidence that the appellate courts will bring justice to America. You know, they're trying to bring President Trump in before the inauguration to say that he's a criminal. And the folks that watch mainstream media, the folks that have no idea how to think for themselves, will go over to MSNBC, and this is what they're going to hear. This is what they've already heard.
Decision to uphold Trump's conviction and schedule the sentencing for January 10th almost certainly means Trump will be the first felon to serve as president of the United States. Now, if the sentencing goes forward as planned, it will come on the same week as the anniversary of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, where, yet again, Donald Trump has all but escaped accountability for his role in attempting to overturn a free and fair election.
You can't make this stuff up with the mainstream media. They're so evil. They've gone way too far. One more on George Soros. The Prime Minister of Hungary literally exposed the document proving that George Soros is behind the global illegal migrant invasion that's happening throughout this earth.
I do remember how Mr. George Soros published his plan in English in a Project Syndicate publication. It was done 2015, September 26th. And he published a plan. He said that he is my, I'm quoting, he writes the six components of my comprehensive plan. I just quote two or three points of that. First is, he said very clearly, 2015, that, quoting again, EU has to accept at least 1 million asylum seekers annually. That was the first point. Second, he said, adequate financing is critical. And he proposed to issue long-term euro bonds for financing the migration crisis and the migrants' social and welfare taking care when they arrive to the European Union. And another point which is very important for Hungary, which is involving the territory of Hungary directly into this program, he said that, quoting them, safe channels must be established for asylum seekers, starting with getting them from Greece and Italy to their destination countries, which means to bring them to Greece.
Bring them to Greece or Hungary. 1 million. This is Soros running the entire earth. Wanting all the migrants to just infiltrate everywhere that they can to destroy this entire earth. Kind of makes you understand why Elon Musk posted this photo. George Soros looking quite good here. Must be the lighting. Joe Biden presenting George Soros with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he looks like the deep, deep evil Star Wars character that we all saw. That's the evil that we've been seeing normally play out before our eyes every single day. More evil to be exposed from these medal ceremonies here in a moment. First of all, I wanted to remind you that you can go to andweknow.com, folks. Andweknow.com, truth, hope, faith, and freedom. When you go to that website, you'll notice that we have for you an announcement that we have all of the celebration cruise July 13th through 2025. Just click on that and you'll be able to get the information about the cruise. We're going to be in Alaska together. We're going to spend some quality time together with friends and family. It's going to be phenomenal. All of our videos are located on andweknow.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can also look at our latest interviews. They're all compiled for you and our partners. Every time you watch a video and you wonder, hey, I really want to get to that New Spring Wellness Center, just go to andweknow.com and you'll find it right there ready for you. It's really cool. Another thing I wanted to show you is the all of the artifacts that we have for you on shop.andweknow.com. If you look at this, you'll notice that we have sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks, and so much more for you. Shop.andweknow.com, perfect for the new year for all of you. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. First, I want to take you guys to Joe Biden awarding Jose Andres the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Jose Andres was previously pictured with the man who attempted to assassinate Donald Trump. Yeah. That they bring him to the White House, put a medal around him, tell him you're a great guy. Let's take a moment to review the Clinton's political resume. You know, he had to put this medal around her neck. She has 12 rape accusations, 121 mysterious deaths, 57 from their inner circle, one dead American ambassador, three Navy SEALs are dead, 10 investigations, one impeachment, two disbarments, 30,000 plus emails deleted to hinder a federal investigation and helped arm and create ISIS by political decisions made as Secretary of State. And yet they take this person who somehow they believe looks like Hillary. They put a medal around her neck. Sure doesn't look like her. Yep, she's smiling. She turns, kiss on the side of the cheek, whoever that person is, and off she goes. Interesting, because these folks that they put in front of us, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, it kind of reminds us of this from the Q board. Do you believe HRC, Soros, Obama, etc. have more power than Trump? Fantasy. They do not. Let's go back to the Clinton family, shall we? Some of the corruption that they've created. Never forget. It's a good day to remind people about Benghazi as Hillary Clinton gets a medal. Four people are gone because of her. Here's more.
Any comment? No comment.
Not right now.
In November of 2009, a woman named Laura Silsby founded a nonprofit, the New Life Children's Refuge, which described its mission as attempting to rescue orphaned and abandoned children in Haiti and Dominican Republic. 2 months later, on January 29th, 2010, Silsby was arrested for attempting to traffic 33 orphaned children out of Haiti without documentation.
Are some of the 33 Haitian children an American Baptist group allegedly tried to unlawfully take out of the country on Saturday.
Laura Silsby says the group paid no money for the children.
The mistake obviously we made is we did not understand that there was additional paperwork required.
We would later learn through WikiLeaks that Hillary Clinton was sent email updates from Uma Abedin and other associates regarding Silsby's incarceration and developing legal case. This was not the first time Silsby found herself facing child trafficking charges. Silsby had been caught once before by Haitian police attempting to traffic 40 children out of the country. However, in that incident, no charges were brought against her, and she was merely turned back at the border. A week after Silsby was apprehended the second time, on February 7th, 2010, former President Bill Clinton appointed Silsby a lawyer by the name of Jorge Puello. Puello was successful in getting Silsby's charges reduced to 6 months. Jorge Puello also had a colorful history with human trafficking. He was convicted of operating an international sex trafficking ring involving women and underage girls out of Central America and Haiti. Puello's wife was also arrested on the same charges. In 2011, Silsby was appointed as CFO of the software company Kinexus and would later become its vice president of marketing. One of IPAW's functions is to issue Amber Alerts to the public in the event of kidnapping. The Amber Alert system was set up during Bill Clinton's presidency. In 2015, Laura Silsby married Norman Gaylor and took his last name, which is how her name now appears on the Kinexus website. How does a woman who was caught multiple times attempting to traffic children internationally get promoted to the executive team of the preeminent kidnapping warning system in the country? Izette Folger, a close friend of Clinton associate James Alefantis, gave a statement in support of Silsby during her trial. Folger is the daughter of Michael Maccabee, who coaches leaders of Nuestros Pequeños Hermanos, or NPH, a large organization that runs orphanages all over the world. Folger's son, Max Maccabee, is on the board of directors of an NPH orphanage called Friends of the Orphans, which is one of the 760 orphanages operating in Haiti and happens to be the exact orphanage from which Silsby was caught trafficking children. Curiously, Max Maccabee gave an emphatic and lengthy statement of support for Comet Pizza during a contentious neighborhood commission meeting back when the Pizzagate controversy exploded. It is also worth noting here that Frank Giustra, owner of the Radcliffe Foundation, is on the board of directors for the Clinton Foundation and is a major donor to the organization. The logo of El Pita Home, a refugee center founded by the Radcliffe Foundation, happens to be almost identical in shape and color to the boy lover symbol that the FBI declassified in 2007. Scandals seem to follow the Clintons. Their ties to pedophilia don't end there.
So keep them on the forefront for all to see. Make sure that we know exactly who they are. And over again, these folks are reminded and made public so that we continue to look them up, because there's a lot of folks that still don't know. Lionel Messi didn't go to this ceremony. He skipped the Presidential Medal of Freedom ceremony where he was supposed to receive the award. He didn't even send anybody on his behalf. Way to go, Messi. J.D. Vance said, looking forward to Biden giving the Presidential Medal of Freedom posthumously to Pol Pot and Count Dracula. Here's something else that's interesting. I thought it was funny.
Patriot Princess.
So this Medal of Freedom given to 17, right? 17 recipients.
Oh, I get it. They're measuring her for her noose. That's what this is.
Measuring her for her noose. Interesting take on that, right? These terrorists, these folks that have committed crimes against humanity. Very, very cool how they see this. A person who commits treason by betraying the country is a traitor. These traitors have been placed out for all to see. There's no escape. There are no deals. Treason at highest levels. The bad guys, the strings have been cut. Death for all those traitors, and they know it. And of course, Dan Scavino Jr. told us coming soon, and that was 17 days out when it was 17 days. The Great Awakening, we know, is happening and has been playing for all to see. Speaking of the Great Awakening, here's more information to let us know basically what's been going on with this bomber.
Folks, I don't think the alleged Cybertruck bomber is responsible for setting off this bomb. I don't even think he's responsible for killing himself. There's a lot of things that don't add up here. Why would you shoot yourself in the head first if you're going to ultimately blow up the truck you're in? It doesn't make any sense. There's no reason to kill yourself twice. And by the way, the guy's a Green Beret. He could have made a bomb that could take down an entire building, and he didn't. Now, one thing that everybody's forgetting, they're adamant that he's the driver of the truck. No big deal. What if somebody killed him first, put him in the truck, and then programmed the Cybertruck to drive to Trump Tower? Those Cybertrucks drive themselves. You don't need to have somebody driving you there. So none of this seems to make sense. And then there's this email that he sent basically saying he was being followed and that he's been studying these drones and they're a great threat to President Trump and the White House and that this is a wake-up call. So I would urge investigators to take a real close look at this because this is another example. Things aren't always what they seem.
That's right, Stinchfield, always getting this information out for us to see. Makes you wonder what they're trying to do, what they're actually trying to use this entire narrative with military guys, right, at Trump Tower and in New Orleans. Well, we think we have a clue because look what the mainstream media does using all their information and all that we know now.
No one has ever, who has ever crossed the southern border in the history of the existence of the southern border has killed more people in this country than Timothy McVeigh, who was born in Lockport, New York, the northwest part of the state, into a white Roman Catholic American family with roots in this country that go back farther than Donald Trump's roots in this country. The New Orleans terrorist, like Timothy McVeigh, reached the rank of sergeant in the United States Army. The rank of sergeant in the United States Army. The simple fact is, this country has suffered more deadly terrorism at the hands of American-born citizens who are veterans of the United States military, than people who have crossed into this country at the southern border. It is very clear from the evidence that if you want to worry about terrorism in this country, the United States Army is a much bigger problem than the southern border.
You guys catch that? So they're going to make the military out to look like they're the bad ones and not the illegals that cross the border. The criminals. The army is compromised. The current leader in domestic terrorism, Sergeant Valadez. Army soldiers' explosion linked to PTSD, not terrorism, says detectives. Two army veterans, two terrorist truck attacks within 24 hours. Remember the Oklahoma federal truck bomber? Timothy McVeigh, also an army veteran. U.S. military likely needs to do some self-reflection. So they're trying to tie all of these actions to veterans and that they're the threat to our country. Wonder what they're doing, huh? So the confusion wrapped around some guy in a Cybertruck that can be self-driven, and all of a sudden he somehow commits suicide, but after he's dead, he detonates a bomb in front of Trump Tower. Somehow this guy that has a massacre in New Orleans, he's the U.S. Army vet inspired by Islamic State Group. MSN, all these headlines that I'm showing you now, U.S. Army veteran who killed 15 in New Orleans, attack inspired by Islamic State. All of these headlines are Army veterans. Let's not talk about all the illegals that come across the border. The real terrorists that are coming across the border that have been trained to do terrible things to our country. They needed to change the narrative. Things aren't adding up. They know they're in trouble. And interesting, because they take a guy, the one that went to Trump Tower, the Cybertruck bomber, Matthew, he just happened to be a reality TV star on History Channel. You're looking at it right there.
It's a reality show that pits teams of elite soldiers from around the world against each other.
Matt and Tim from the U.S. Army Special Forces.
There he is. Old Matt, for all to see. Somebody said, what makes a good movie, a movie good, great actors, makes you wonder what in the world is playing out in front of us every second of every day. They throw, of course, this manifesto, right, on the Sean Ryan show. Some guy named Sam Shoemate reveals that the Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber emailed him about these propulsion systems and powered aircraft. The narrative I'm getting from reading this highly suspect Las Vegas car bombing manifesto, Trump is not who we thought he was. Trump is a war criminal. Trump committed war crimes and then covered them up. Nice narrative. You're launching there, CIA. Be real. It's a shame. If a couple million digital soldiers thoroughly examined it, yep. Thank you, Brian Cates, for that reminder. These folks have no clue how good all the Anons are. Folks, I had the pleasure of meeting with the owner of Tri-Tales Beef while on the cruise this summer. And it was absolutely amazing how we connected immediately. He gave me his Trump hat, and they have a love for our country. And their love goes to the beef. I tell you what, it's an experience like you've never had before. Welcome to Tri-Tales Beef, where tradition meets your table. The Tri-Tales, they're not just raising cattle. They're crafting a legacy, five generations of ranching expertise combined with the finest Black Angus cattle in the Texas Panhandle. Their beef is USDA prime and choice, aged to perfection, ensuring a taste that's unparalleled. I'm telling you, from their pasture to your plate, their cattle enjoy a life of luxury, grazing on lush pastures before being grain finished for that perfect balance of flavor. And I tell you what, that's something I learned really about that flavor, how they do it is perfection.
Well, it's prime and aged, and that's the basic difference. You don't get much aged beef in America. It comes straight from the slaughter to your plate pretty fast, and they miss a lot of the things that could be tenderness and flavor modifications or improvements is a better word.
But Tri-Tales isn't just about the taste, it's about trust. They're a wonderful family. You're not just buying beef, you're joining their family dinner. I tell you, we're going to talk about their subscription box. Every month, they'll deliver a cut of their best right to your door. It's like getting a piece of Texas, no matter where you live. And for those who've served our country in many capacities, they're offering up to 20% off, because at Tri-Tales, they honor those who have given so much. So check out their website below this video, trybeef.com/andweknow, for their latest offers. That's trybeef.com/andweknow. Subscribe today. Let Tri-Tales Beef redefine your dinner table today. So folks, the UK is willing to jail people for memes on social media, but not migrants who do terrible things to children. I don't even like to say that R word. Tell me this isn't even real. If you guys have been paying attention lately, even Elon Musk has been pointing out the more you investigate, the worse it gets beyond what you think is possible. Pointing out Samantha Smith's article. I feel like many people still don't quite understand the level of depravity inflicted on those little girls or just how young they were in the UK. Think of your sister, your daughter, or granddaughter as a child. Picture them. Think of how young and vulnerable they were. Lucy Lowe, 14. Vicky Round was 12 years old. Becky Watson, 11 years old. Charlene Downs, 11 or 12. Sammy Woodhouse, 14. Victoria Agloglia, 13. Sarah Wilson, 11. And there are countless more. They were children, many barely out of primary school, so young and in no way responsible for the atrocities committed against them. Think about what gangs of Pakistani Muslim men put those little girls through. Now imagine it was your sister, daughter, or granddaughter. Pakistani Muslim grooming gangs plied them with alcohol and drugs. They arred them in graveyards. They did terrible things to these girls in graveyards. They put them into the back of taxis and drove them to be done bad things by 20-plus of their friends. They dismembered them and then sold them as meat. They inserted a pump into the terrible places, terrible mattresses. They forced them to do unbearable things. They forced them to take drugs. And that is just a fraction of the abuse inflicted by the Pakistani Muslim grooming gangs in Telford, Rockdale, Rotherham, Oldham, and elsewhere. That is just a tiny percentage of the horror that thousands of little girls face at the hands of their abusers. Now think about the people that were meant to protect them. Who comes to mind? Police, local councils, social services, these schools, and care homes. But they didn't. Those in positions of power turned a blind eye for decades while these girls were tortured and murdered. They branded the people that spoke out as white slags, child prostitutes, packy shaggers. They walked in on victims naked and drugged with 20-plus adult men. And you're looking at your screen. These are some of the girls that were hurt there. And they don't want you to know. The mainstream media is keeping it quiet. They don't really talk about it much. J.D. Vance said something.
I was talking with a friend recently, and we were talking about, you know, one of the big dangers in the world, of course, is nuclear proliferation, though, of course, the Biden administration doesn't care about it. And I was talking about, you know, what is the first truly Islamist country that will get a nuclear weapon? And we were like, maybe it's Iran, you know, maybe Pakistan already kind of counts. And then we sort of finally decided maybe it's actually the UK, since Labour just took over. But
yeah, the truth is starting to fly. UK is illegal migrant capital of Europe.
Right now, that the UK is the illegal migrant capital of all of Europe, with 1 in 10 of us living in the UK illegally. And with new figures released last week, they're saying it's not 750,000 anymore. It's probably about 1.2 million people living illegally in the UK. But we're also smashing more records, because now we're the capital on all of Europe for Sharia law courts. So as well as being the illegal capital of Europe for illegal migrants, we are now the winner for Sharia court.
Yeah. These guys, Tory leader, police, and officials covered up child rape gangs. Children were identified as targets because of their backgrounds and experienced years of systemic abuse from adult men whose communities, in some cases, even helped protect them. Thousands of girls damaged. And we're reminded from this post, thank you, Grasshopper, Elon Musk, mother of all bombs, 400 children will be paid millions. This is Jimmy Savile, who did this to 400 children. Longtime BBC employee raped these children. Elon wanted to point this out to make sure that we know, and he posted it at 10:06. Folks, if you go to 10:06 on the keyboard, it says no deals. Rogue failure, POTUS decline, prepared at all costs. Count your beats. Jimmy Savile exposed from years ago, and they made him out to be royalty. Sick. Going across to more sickness, California declares state of emergency in response to bird flu outbreak. Of course, Gavin Newsom has to jump on board and get this thing started. Almost the same timing as 2019 to 2020. We entered 2020. The same type of talk. It's almost like they're going to unleash all of this as President Trump enters the office to cause chaos and confusion. Once again, these liars. It's all playing out the same way. It's because they're scared and they know they're in big trouble. Greenland leader calls for independence from Denmark as Trump enters. Oh, yeah. Remember when President Trump says, I promised not to do this to Greenland? He puts a Trump tower in Greenland. Oh, yeah. And he talks about bringing Greenland over to America. Can you imagine if that happens? Also, Mike Johnson promised to implement President Trump's tax policies.
We can fight high inflation, and we must. We'll give relief to Americans, and we'll extend the Trump tax cuts.
Yeah, extend them. How about just getting rid of taxes altogether, IRS? That would be wonderful. Speaking of money and all this, tariffs will provide vast wealth for USA. The tariffs will help increase the silver price. That's right. We had this interview yesterday. You guys have to check it out. Really good what Dr. Elliott provided for all of us. Here's a clip from this just to show you a little bit about how these tariffs play out for all of us and how he explains it, especially when it comes to getting your silver.
To become an issue of national security.
Ooh.
And I say that because it's needed for military applications. It's needed for so much stuff. And if silver runs out, we're not going to be able to fund the war machine. They're not going to be able to fund the nuclear reactors that power America in a clean energy environment, right? So because those solid core silver things, that there's, I can't even remember. It's hundreds of thousands of ounces of silver in each nuclear reactor core, right? So if
so, go to andweknow.com/gold. You can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott yourself and ask him any questions that you have. And I have a conversation with him and his team. It's absolutely amazing. Speaking of this and money and how things roll, it's really cool because President Trump was funding the HBCUs, and it shows you how much he cares about everyone in this entire country. And I wanted to play this clip for Mississippi Valley State University.
Mississippi Valley State University was just invited to Trump's inauguration to play for the entire world to hear. And HBCU, I mean, these kids been playing since they were probably little kids. These kids been playing instruments since second, third, fourth grade. And they're about to be on a world stage for the Germany to hear them, Denmark to hear them, Africa can hear them, Australia's going to hear them. Everybody's going to be watching his inauguration, hearing these young black kids that grew up and dreamed of playing on a world stage for everybody to hear. This is one of the biggest stages they ever going to play on. And guess who's got a problem with it? Black people. Black people. Now, see, black people didn't have a problem when Kamala Harris had Beyonce paying her $10 million. Didn't have a problem paying Meg Thee Stallion millions of dollars to twerk in front of everybody so the world can see how stupid black people can really look at a presidential inauguration. Nobody had a problem with that. No, no. But black people got a problem when black people are being put on a world stage, not by somebody black, by Trump, who funded and promised future funding for HBCUs. They're still getting those funds to this day. HBCUs partly exist in the way they do because of legislation that Trump put on the books, not because of Obama or anybody else put on the books, but because of Trump. And Trump is like, not only do I want to help you at the HBCU, I want you to come and play at my inauguration. I want everybody to see all you young black children that used to be 7 years old playing saxophones, 13-year-olds playing drums, trombones at 19. I want you to come play on a world stage to show people how talented our black young Americans are on a world stage. The only people that got a problem is black people. I made a video saying the most racist people we got to this day are black people. You believe me now? Now you see what I'm saying? Racist against ourselves. How can we sit and be mad at ourselves for having the limelight to show people we are great musicians? We are very talented. We are educated. We do go to college to do things other than play sports. And the only people upset about that are black people. Y'all trash.
Interesting, right? It's all coming down to the children. Please pray for the innocent children and pray for the brave men and women of our military. When you start seeing the list of personalities that have engaged in this evil doing, even if one of them is someone you've idolized in the past, don't feel sorry for them. They've been torturing our children for many years. It's time to close the chapter of our history and the suffering of our most precious gifts from God, our children. Dr. Russell McGregor said the deep state's worst fear is about to be unleashed. Elite child sex abuse isn't something the public will tolerate at all. Sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You must show them.
Is a monster.
I want to speak about this now because I've witnessed everything.
I think Sean Combs can get away with anything.
I've known Sean since he was 4 years old. That's my little bro. He already knew what he wanted.
I can be your manager. Just give me a chance.
I went to a lot of puffy parties. These were the parties that you needed exclusive access to get into.
He thought that if people fear him, they respect him.
Honestly, I didn't want to be around him unless there was cameras.
Nobody's shooting me.
When Puff was around, he was like, uh-oh, get it together or this could be over.
You got me acting crazy in front of all these people.
Something is not right with this.
I've been with Sean for quite a while, and I've captured a lot of moments. Anytime the studio or any rooms is red, is making love and sex. Some of the ones who went in the room, for sure they were underage.
They said they could ship me off and sell me to anyone.
How did this superstar music mogul become an alleged monster?
And I can show you how we have fun to stay out of jail, too.
Diddy is coming to Peacock original Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy. They're going to start showing people. People are going to start paying attention. Dan Scavino posted this: returning January 20th, 2025, my office door back in January 2021. The past 8 years has been one hell of a journey. Now we're going back. What a time to be alive. We will never see anything like this in our lifetime again. Our children will never see anything like this, nor will our great-grandchildren. So let's make the best of it and make America great again for future generations to come, for all of us. He posted a 34-second video with the 17 days left. And we were told for number 34 on the cue board, my fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize that we are taking back our great country, the land of the free, from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On the president's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3 upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta. Actionable 11.4, confirmation to the public of what is occurring, will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted. Public riots are being organized in serious numbers in an effort to prevent the arrest and capture of more senior public officials. On POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity. Rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, the atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narrative that has long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system during this time in an effort to provide a direct message avoiding the fake news to all citizens, organizations, and or people that wish to do us harm. During this time, we'll be met with swift fury. Certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your continued guidance and direction in our lives through these very, very difficult times in the United States. We're hopeful. We're being guided and directed by the Holy Spirit in everything that we do. We ask for continued peace to be brought across this nation, that the areas that are so devastated and hurt here in Phoenix, out in other outlying cities that have been damaged by the Democrats, that they would be returned to something wonderful. We look forward to this time, celebration, and remembering that you are the reason that we even have this country. We ask you for continued guidance and protection over those that are on the front lines, those that are making this happen. We definitely need your help. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Hope you have a great remainder of this week. We'll continue to try to keep you updated as things occur. Just to remember us in your prayers as we continue to move forward, especially in these days for all of us. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
Accepting on behalf of George Soros is Alex Soros.
I am basically there to make money. I cannot and do not look at the social consequences of what I do.
Do you believe in God?
No.
But you know what? I know it pains you, but thank God Donald J. Trump is going to reverse it all. And by the way, please stay with these policies because 80% of Americans don't want them, never did, but you guys are too dense to understand. This country is founded on Christian values. Thank you.